Good evening, everybody. Wishing everybody a gemach simet hoiva. A good gewenched yo. He rots in the all out fillers. She be in his kabel, brots in the rachamim. Okay, first, a few practical points. With regards to the shear from now until Sukkot, so there's going to be, looking at the luach, there's quite a few cancellations as it is. Obviously, Yom Kippur. Besides that, I have to cancel myself a few times, so I don't exactly know what I'm going to confirm, but you all have access to the text. Do you all get text messages? Okay, so I'll be getting either today or tomorrow. There probably will be a few cancellations on the way before Sukkot. I'm not quite sure when they will be, sure when not. I'll have to work it all out, so there will be cancellations. So, sorry about that. And I also want to just share with you, so obviously Sukkot itself, there's not going to be, we never did on Chol HaMoed. Don't think we ever had Shurim, didn't quite work out. So, with regards to, I just wanted to share with you a fascinating word that I saw yesterday. I just need to share this with you. It's on Yom Kippur, it's almost a beautiful word. Mafti Yoyne. The Chachamim decided that on Yom Kippur, by Mincha, there's a leining, which is Parshat Aroyos, forbidden marriages, and after that, the leining of the Aftoira is Yoyna, famously Mafti Yoyna, which is a big schus to buy. Mafti Yoyna, which is in many shuls, it goes for very expensive. It's a big schus. But the question is, why did Chachamim choose, out of all the potential Haftoiras, why did Chachamim choose Dafke Yoyna? In fact, the whole Sefer of Yoyna is read, Yoyna to be chosen as the Haftoira on Yom Kippur afternoon. Why Dafke Yoyna? I mean, you'd have chosen maybe something else. Why Dafke after Yoyna? Yeah. Tshuva. So the poshta answer is because the Sefer Yoyna tells us how Yoyna tried to escape and he did it because he didn't want to say the Nevuah, but ultimately he did say the Nevuah. And he said the Nevuah to Anshininveh, he told them to do Tshuva and they make the step back, and they do Tshuva and Hashem is rachamim on them and doesn't overturn them like he was meant to overturn like Stoim. He doesn't do that because of Tshuva. So it shows us the power of Tshuva. Very nice. It's definitely a correct answer. But I saw that that Reb Mendel Hirsch, the son of Reb Shimshon Feuerl Hirsch, has a sefer on Haftoiras. And I've got in my house, it's got literally a layer of dust like this. So I said, you know what, let me just dust it a little bit. And then I blew the dust off. Well, it made the whole room, you know, it was like really... But I said, you know, I opened it up, and I look at Shon after, and I looked at Yom Kippur after, it was almost unbelievable. I saw that Moedi Gevort. I thought, it's unbelievable. He explains almost that question. Why do we name Mafti Yoyna on Yom Kippur? And he says the following. He says, a little bit more than just the element of Tshuva. He says the following. He said that on Yom Kippur, we have, in fact, not only on Yom Kippur, Hasesi Mitshuva, Rosh Hashanah, and preceding that, Elul, who are very self-centered. We think about ourselves, we think about our veras. We think about how small we are, how great the Ribbono Shel Olam is, the Malchus, how great the Ribbono Shel Olam is, how small we are, how many veras we have done. And we think very much about our failures and our missed opportunities and how much we could have grown and we didn't grow. So it's very much inbuilt, the whole avodah that we have is very self. It's very about how much we failed, how much we have failed, which is true, and it's very much part of the avodah of those days. But at the same time, when it comes to Mincha, on Yom Kippur, then we have to start thinking, but actually, there's only half the truth. There's another truth coming along as well. And that's the fact that Benshem really, really loves us. Despite all that, the Benshem really, really loves us. And that's what Yonah tells us. Yonah tells us that just with a little bit of a step towards the Benshem is welcoming us back with open arms. Yonah Anovi, which did the Mamash Achet, Yonah Anovi himself, he was asked by the Ribbono Shel Olam, please go and tell Ninveh, tell them the Nevuah. And what does he say? He says, no. Hashem says, please go and tell them. And Yonah Anovi says, no. He should have died on the spot. He should have died on the spot. Imagine that. Hashem tells him, you go. And he says, no, I don't want to. Don't want to. And Hashem has got, he should have died. But no, he chose a little bit later on, but in the mail, he shows a bit of a willingness to improve it. He stretches a little finger. And the Moshe then welcomes him back with open arms. See, the Ninveh himself, they were over the Avodah Zorah. It doesn't say any way they changed in their way. They were over the Avodah Zorah at the beginning, they were over the Avodah Zorah at the end. They were not eating, they were over the Avodah Zorah. But they stole. And at one point they said, okay, we're going to change our ways. We're going to stop stealing. Just a little bit, a finger towards Hashem. And then Hashem says, you want to change it? It's just a little thing. Hashem says, you open up a little bit. You make a step towards me. I open it with you. Hashem really loves us. As the Pesach in Shir Hashirim says, Hashem really, really loves us. He's waiting for us. So after all those days of Asesim et Shuvah, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the self kind of criticism that we have, Hamincha comes the awakening and we say, you know, Hashem, actually, we're coming back. Hashem says, I love you. Please make a step towards me. And that's what Yom After Yom is all about. I think that's what the Mendel here says, and I think it was really an eye-opener to me. I just felt like sharing it with you. Yeah, okay. So, having said this, to go back to Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, we're up to page 104, and we're up to Siman Kuf Samach, and it's going into a very, very interesting topic that, again, is very relevant, Halacha Lemaaseh. We'll be talking about Ezu Mayim Kshirim Ve'ezu Psurim Netilas, Siman Kuf Samach. There are waters which are apostle for Netilah. Which waters actually can you use? I think it was mentioned more than once. Which waters actually can be used for Netilas Yadayim? Does it matter if the water has got any colouring? What happens if the water has got chloride? What happens if the water has got dye in it? What happens if the water has got any other colour with smell, without smell? Can you use any of those waters for Netilas Yadayim? What about if the water's been used for something? Does it matter actually? Water's been used for any purpose. Does it matter? You're recycling the water. Can you use it or not? So all those questions will be addressed in this siman, but unfortunately we'll be able to answer all of them tonight. But let's get a bit of a head start. Ezu maim ksherim ve'ezu psunin netila. Maim shenishtanu mareya and sif aleph. Water which look has changed. It changed its look. The appearance has changed. Maim shenishtanu mareya. Water whose appearance has changed. Bein machmas atzmon, whether it is because of an intrinsic, internal development and change, bein machmas, or whether it is because of dovah shenofal etzoichoi, something which is fallen into the water and thereby causing a change in the water, bein machmas mekoimon, or whether the actual water is actually perfectly fine, but the water happens to be somewhere which affects its appearance. Psulin, all of those are possible. So whether it's changed its look because of itself, it's gone foul, we'll see examples. Whether it's changed its look because something fell into it, or whether it's changed its looks because of where it is. All those affecting its looks, it's going to passel the water for Netilas Yadayim. Let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says about all this. Sif Kotna Aleph. Where do we know this from? Shenishtanu Marei. Ve'alfin on zeh Sif Kotna Aleph. We learn this. Mimayim shel Kiyoy. From the water of the vessel, of the Kiyoy vessel, Shoyo Lekiddush Yadayim B'Mikdosh. That just like the water which was used in the Kiyoy in the Beis HaMikdosh, the water was used for Kiddush Yadayim B'Raglayim, for washing the hands and feet of the Kohanim. So there also the Psulim B'Shinui Marei, that water also, once it changed its looks, will be possible. Similarly also, the water we are using for the Netilas Yadayim also gets possible by changing its appearance. Machmas atzmon tziv cotton base kigoyin she'amad beklizman rav. If it stood in a, if it, the water was held in some sort of container or vessel, zman rav, a long time, ad shenasu yoroik, it's turned green. Does water turn green if you keep it in a vessel for a long time?
Copper vessel.
Pardon?
Maybe a copper vessel.
Copper vessel will turn green. Yeah. Plastic bottle will go green. Yeah. Eventually will go green. Okay. So. Yeah, that's what he's referring to. The water going, why is that? Chemically speaking?
Bacteria.
Unlikely. It's a kasha that.
So, yeah. So could you not then, if you're on the coast, by the sea, can you see water?
Okay, we'll get to that as well. Okay, so, but the water over here that we're talking about is turned green because of avira. So it's because of some sort of chemical development. Yeah, it's turned green. So that's no good. So he said, this is all the opinion of the tour. There's an opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam says, actually it depends. If the water turns green because of an internal development, then says the Rambam, that's fine. It's only if something else affects it and makes the change of appearance. Only if it's something external, only then it's going to be possible. But if it's intrinsically, internally developing, then he says that's actually not considered a, that's not considered a problem according to the Rambam. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to be making, unlike the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, he says if it's something that externally makes it turn green, or externally makes it turn yellow, or externally makes it turn into something, then he said that's absurd. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to be holding, if it's just something that develops intrinsically from sort of internal bacteria, whatever it may be, that makes it turn into a different color, Mishnah Berurah seems to be makel. So if you keep the water somewhere, which and it will just get eventually change color, then according to Mishnah Berurah, it seems to be okay, unlike the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. Now, what if something falls into the water? What will happen then? So there, everybody agrees that it's going to be possible. Mishnah Berurah brings the following examples. Machmas Tavah Shana, for Gigoyin, such as Dyoi, if you've got ink going into the water, or Sharem in Esamonim Mitzvah, any color, any liquid that falls into the water and makes it turn into a different color. Although, now I don't fully understand that, what he said over here, but he said, even though the actual dye itself didn't get absorbed within the water, just the appearance changed. Does that make sense to you? It's not actually turned, it's not dye, it's just been colored. Does that make sense? Yeah, can you explain?
if you take oil and you drop it into water, it's never going to like get absorbed, but it will still make the water different.
Right.
But I'm going to ask, does this also include water that, for example, has got lots of thousands and tiny air bubbles in it, which is kind of opaque because it's so full of air bubbles? Or is that different?
That's not what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, and it's a shaila what the halacha will be then. It's the Achronim speak about that. So you're talking about if it's not really, it's just...
Like, you know, you get some taps, for example, where you turn the tap on and you get, like, the whole point of the tap is that it mixes air with the water in order to make your water go further. So you kind of, or if you have a bottle of water that you leave for ages, you get air bubbles sometimes appearing in the water. And if you have a lot of water, like a lot of air bubbles in the water, then your water is kind of opaque.
So we'll have a different color, not because of the actual water, not because of the substance, but because of the way it is. Anyway, that's a very interesting question. What do you think about that, Rabbi? It's a fascinating question. I saw Reb Nosson Geshtenten speaks about in other poskim as well. What will be the halacha if the water itself, the substance of the water, is totally unaffected, but there is just air bubbles within the water, which apparently that's manufactured in, what is it, in...
Sometimes it happens by itself, sometimes you get taps
into it. And taps do it, yet? That's what the poskim can speak about. Taps, that when by switching the tap on, it's what is the purpose of it? Just to get it...
Use less water,
and there's air bubbles, and that will appear different. The water will have a different colour.
You're saying there's still a
reverse. Assume there is a reverse, yeah.
There's air in it.
Yeah, nevertheless, good. So let's assume there's still a reverse in it. Yeah. What would be the loch then? What are you tying it? Still proper water. Yeah? Does everybody agree to that? You're going to say it's got a different colour.
When I was away,
the nature of the water at that point.
Yeah?
I once was staying in a place with a tap like this, and I didn't want to drink the water. I thought it had, like, yucky stuff in it. And my wife was like, no, it's probably just air bubbles. And we left it for, like, 10 minutes, and then it gradually all cleared up, and it was clear again.
We stayed in the summer in a place where the water turned yellow off the toilets. Literally turned yellow.
From the tank.
What from? What was it?
It was the faucet or from
the tap. From the faucet. The guy said that the metal pipes underneath, if there was something from the metal pipes underneath that was causing it to... Wow. It was fine. The water was fine.
So it's just an appearance. Right. Okay, that would be that. So what would you tell him? Would he be a problem for the Tilas or Daim or not?
Maybe not. That's the nature of the water at that point. But it did turn yellow.
Yeah, so... let's see what the Shulchan, this very Mishnah Berurah here, let's see how it finishes off. So it says, Kigun Dioi v'sharim in esamonim v'tzvam, any color, avshali meyach beguf atzema v'tzvam, although it's not been absorbed, nevertheless, Because of its sitting in a certain place, it changed color. And similarly, if it changed appearance because of smoke, smoke can affect the color of the water. He says, so that all will be a problem. However, if there's off of a tit, there's like stones and earth that got mixed up with the water, that's not considered a shinu mare. That's actually okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. Because it can be a sieve test, as expensive test. Because that's quite normal for water to have within the water some stones and earth in it. So it's quite normal. He said that, two reasons. Earth, stone, and a bit of mud. That's quite common. And therefore, it's going to be okay. So if there's any other colors and appearance that came because of its where the water sat, then that will be a problem. The water, its appearance has changed. The water is possible. However, if it is from the earth and the mud that makes some sort of, you know what, if the water gets a bit, imagine the water was like in the earth, like a pit in the earth, whatever, and it was a puddle, yeah, that's right. So the water gets sometimes a bit muddy. It will get. Inevitably, it's going to get a bit muddy and a bit from the earth and the mud. So that water, says the Mishnah, well, that's actually okay. Why? That's a Mavuinsif test. Why? Two explanations. That's very negative for you, two explanations. One explanation is, it's quite normal. It's totally normal. It's totally normal that there's a bit of, it's quite normal. Many waters, imagine 100 years ago, most waters had a bit of earth and mud in it. So, as long as you don't drink it, you'll be fine. Until that's your dime, it's fine. It's perfectly fine. It's normal. Because it's normal, it's okay. Rationale number one. Rationale number two, it's fine for another reason. Why is it okay? It's okay because if you wait a few minutes, what's going to happen? It will settle. And then it's going to be clear water. And therefore, he says that you don't even have to wait. According to many mafashim, you don't actually need to wait until it settles. It's now as well okay. Because it's not, I suppose it's not, I don't know what the has been, probably because it's not intrinsic, or I don't know exactly what the point is. Two explanations. Why water, with it's very, very important, this Eve, this Mishnah Berurah. So going back to your Kasha, to your Shaila, Rabbi Kagan, about the water that from the tap got slightly yellow. What would be the halacha in this, in the farmhouse, that the water has been slightly affected, it's got a slight, that discoloration. Can you use the water in that farm? You can. Why? It's normal.
It doesn't settle though.
So I suppose one could argue, I agree with you, one could argue it has to do with the two reasons in the Mishnah Berurah. If earth and mud is considered okay because it's going to settle, then as you said, it's going to be a problem. However, if it's got to do because it's normal. So one could argue, it's not so posh, one could argue, lichayre, that it's normal. In that particular scenario, it's normal. One could argue, and therefore, it's going to be okay. It could be also that the water is not properly, it depends also how. Yeah, so it could be, one could argue that it's fine, because based on that. Yeah. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah then goes in Sifkot and Dalet and tells us about Machmas Mekoimon, about its place. He said that if the water got affected because of where it was, so it's gonna be possible as well. Now, next point, the Mishnah Berurah is a very big chiddush. We learned there's two ways of doing tilas yadayim. What are the two ways? Either netila or tvila. Can you, if you've got a puddle which is very dirty, and it's got all types of colors, somebody poured a bit of apple juice, somebody poured a bit of, whatever it was, and it's earth and mud, and you name it. Now, if a person wants to tefillah sedaim, it's going to be a problem. What about tefillah sedaim? Can you tefillah sedaim in it or not? Pashtus not. I would have thought probably you can't. Mishnebuna tells us a very big chiddush, and he says this psul v'da. The mas in ifsolin amayim b'shinui mari koldu. That we learned that shinui mari, that appearance will affect the kasha of the water, and you cannot do netilas v'daim if the water changed color. That's only udafkik shenoytel b'kli aladov. That's only for using a kli. If you're doing netilas v'daim, only then color will be a problem. Haval b'shitovel yodu b'aboim saw. But if you're doing tefilas v'daim in 40 saw, you're dipping your water. Ain't no post machmas shinui mari koldu. It will not passel. Color it. And coloring will not pass through the water. V'kmoi b'tvilas aguf, it's similar like we find by tvilas aguf, a person itself does tvila with his entire body. Einoi poisel machmas shinui mare kol dehu. Einoi nifsel mikveh machmas shinui mare. A mikveh proper will not become possible by discolorations before shemishnei brachas. It will not become possible if the water itself looks odd. Proper mikveh. So elim ken nafal besoich guf atzev and imach besoich. Only under very extreme circumstances, if the whole water is instead of water, you've got dye, or instead of the whole water, you've got a different substance, then it's a problem even tefilas kol aguf. But if it's just a slight discoloration, it's gone different color, it's fine. You can go in the mikveh. It's perfectly fine. Similarly, tefilas yodaim will also be okay. If it's a slight discoloration, yeah. If you want to go in mikveh in a red wine mikveh, how is that? Imagine that. I don't know who's gonna sponsor it, but if you want to, so that's also considered a very substantial change. That would be a problem. Even the tefilas kol aguf would be a problem. Yeah. So but he says that if it's not a very substantial change, it's not red wine, or it's not green, if it's a slight discoloration, then tefilas yodaim is perfectly fine. So, but that would be a problem. So if it's a slight discoloration, netilas yodaim will be a problem, tefilas yodaim will be okay. However, if it's a very substantial change in substance, it's a really, really completely different color, then it will be a problem even with tefilas yodaim. Yeah.
Snow.
Oh, we'll get to snow. It's interesting, Shadi. We'll get to snow still.
What about seawater?
Yeah, so again, seawater is also going to be discussed still. Yeah, Mitzvah, yeah.
So, similar clothes, the difference, why is it okay? It's not okay with a kli.
With a kli, yeah. It works differently. Netilas yodaim and tefilas yodaim works differently. Netilas yodaim has, because it's more similar to the ki oil, so it's got that, we're learning from ki oil, so it has that additional halacha that shinui mare koldehu is going to be any slight change of appearance will be a problem. As opposed to, if you do tefilas yodaim, it goes on the different parameters. It goes within tefila. And tefila, we're like tefilas kol aguf. Correct. Correct. And finally, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hey, we'll finish off with that, tells us that psulin, what happens if, v'imchozer lebiyosan kshayim, Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if, after it's been discolored, after it goes back to regular color again? Yeah, if it goes back to normality, either because you waited or somehow it's settled or whatever, Mishnah Berurah tells us that if it goes back to normality, it's going to be okay. So we don't say that because once it was, the water was no good, so therefore the water remains possible even once it's got regular color. We don't say that. But once the color is back to normality, you can do it until you die with it. So just to recap what we covered tonight, we learned that Mayim Shenishtan, if there's a change of appearance of color, then water is a problem for netilas yodaim. It doesn't make a difference, according to Shulchan Aruch, why it changed color. Whether it is because something fell in it, because it waited too long somewhere, or whether it is because it sits somewhere, it doesn't make a difference. The water is going to be possible. Mishnah Berurah seems to be making if it's just something happened to the water, it internally developed into some sort of color. Mishnah Berurah seems to be making. However, with anything that comes externally into the water, it's going to be a possible, even a shinui mare. Mishnah Berurah does say, however, that with regard to tefilas yodaim, it can be mekel. With a slight change of color, tefilas yodaim is only going to be a problem if it's a real dye or real substantial substance that fell in it. Yeah, you want to ask something? That's not cool. It's probably, I imagine, white wine will still look like water, therefore it's not considered a shinui mare at all. I imagine it's not considered a shinui mare at all, it would be okay. Yeah. Okay, good evening, Abbas. I wish you good Shabbos.